As Masaw Hoon Ronri She Clare na Gael Tom. My name is Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert of Carslach, Owl Bobby Bob.
Have I heard tell of Owl Bobby Bob?
And it's my pleasure to present this bilingual programme, Clare na Gael, which includes a part in the English language, as the Goyles Jack Aaron Elias a Chilg, and it includes another part in the Manx Gaelic, Chinya na Mera, the mother tongue of Alian Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Urish were looking at a time when there was conflict between the church and state in the early 18th century, with the deteriorating relationship between Bishop Thomas Wilson and his former pupil, James Stanley, the 10th Earl of Derby. To Jonathan Harker, a Roshan Castiel Dracula, Te Doracha de Bollach in Salje Gunyager Bions the Bollach and Tomidach, Ta imanach a couch ar chorlesha couch shen as na cadwyl a shilia stiach fo air cruel as she storlish doracha. Canel fysic Jonathan Harker er nid y yno. We heard John McCormack last time, but the man from Athlone as he was singing a song from Scotland. Well, let's join him in Ireland this time, but not too far away from us, and a tune that was also collected here in the island. This is The Star of the County Down. Tashu geistiach rish radio vanning, stashu na nesun, wiskul erskil yeyn a wushtulish, alin vanning.
Near Banbridge town in the county down, one morning last July, down a boring green came a sweet colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, I was ashamed of myself, for to see I was really there. From Baltribay up to Derrycay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown colleen that I met in the county down. As she onward sped, sure I scratched me head, and I looked with a feeling rare. And I says I, to a passer-by, who's the maid with the nut-brown hair? He smiled at me, and he says to me, that's the gem in Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Ban, she's the star of the county down. From Baltribay up to Derrycay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown colleen that I met in the county down. The harvest fair, she'll be surely there, so I'll dress in me Sunday clothes, with me shoes shone bright and me hat cocked right, for a smile from the nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke and no horse I'll yoke, till me plough is a rust coloured brown, till a smiling bride be me own fireside, is the star of the county down. From Baltribay up to Derrycay, and from Galway to Dublin town, no maid I've seen like the brown colleen that I met in the county down.
Gerald Moore on piano, accompanying John McCormack on a recording made in 1939. John McCormack, as I mentioned, was born in Athlone in 1884. In fact, he became a citizen of the United States of America in 1919. He was made a Count of the Papal Peerage in 1928. He's often referred to as Count John McCormack, and in fact, of course, by the time that recording was made, he'd been 11 years a Count John McCormack in that recording. Thomas Wilson was born on the 20th of December 1663 in Cheshire and went to school in Chester. At 18, he went to Trinity College, Dublin, where he took a degree. He was ordained deacon in 1686 in Kildare. He was then licensed as a curate at Winnick near Warrington, then in Lancashire, now in Cheshire, and that was the parish of his uncle, Dr. Sherlock. In 1689, Thomas Wilson was ordained priest, and in 1692 he became tutor to James, the son of William Stanley. William Stanley was the 9th Earl of Derby. In the following year, 1693, the Earl William offered Wilson the living of Badsworth, a Yorkshire parish, but Wilson wouldn't accept a living in a parish where he wasn't going to be resident and wasn't going to be performing the duties. In November 1697, Stanley again sought to appoint Wilson as Bishop of Man, and Wilson at first refused, Stanley persisted, and finally Wilson accepted. He was made a Doctor of Divinity by the Archbishop of Canterbury, and then he was consecrated at the Savoy Church in London by the Archbishop of York, assisted by the Bishops of Chester and Norwich. Hias mi ons tostid sa volvami, ernon rau fissem erna de yonu. Je clag na slat chrankel, rau mona erbi. Trut na bolachan grauagach shaws, Dorishan dorachan onigan, snau liclia da jinnach machoreg ol nindrud. An tref am i fargach fe gian da fe gin gera, as geni mi aurasan as aglan chonas diach orm. Cren sorts the vol fe desan fam i argit, as master cren sorts the lie. Cren sorts the venture gromach fe ersan fam i angol taiacht, Rau Sean a hachert cajin ons be clerach turne, courage mach, the heilsig a mach michon kionach a tie as tolu ons lunning, de jory. Clerach turne, a ginach mina kunt a mona j shen. Turne, a fair cat roche figel lunning, hur mi fist the raum a scrutach der jitliam. As nish tammy mahurne, leden of lair. Gaw mi toiach da rwba mw chwlyn ys cwr mynga mi hun dy gedyn mach raw mi mw chwsht. Well, this is Roger Bryant with his song Cornish Lads.
For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? From Newlyn town we used to sail, through rain and mist and lashing gale. The mackerel shoals we hoped to find, and soon we've left lands and behind. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? We've searched the seven stones all around, but not a sign nor shoal we've found. Round Island Light is now in sight, but Scillies are a barren ground. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? The winding engine used to sing a melody to Cornish tin, and geever lads, they all would grin, a payday on a Friday. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? The water now reclaims the mine, and young men talk of old men's time, and go to work in gold or coal, or face a life upon the dole. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? The hammer of the auction man is the only sound we soon will hear, and visitors will make the noise and order drinks from Cornish boys. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. But when the fish and tin are gone, what are the Cornish boys to do? We'll do as we have done before, go out and roam the wild world o'er, wherever sea or ships are found, or there's a hole down underground. For Cornish lads are fishermen, and Cornish lads are miners too. So when the fish and tin are gone, that's what the Cornish boys will do.
Roger Bryant and his excellent song Cornish Lads. Feoliu gian dy fe yn y chromlau aglachdaw. As fa mi jyrkel rish dwstod y doltajym, as geddyn mach dy raw mi stai rish, as a madran strepus diach trwyd no nionigan, mor geni mi eisys nes sefor lwg laes rawr ofaron. Och dan sŵr y ffeile mae prawlus dy fingerach, as charaw mw chwlion dy fe molyd. Fami dy jarw mw gwys dys mast yn y carpedi. Charaw feg daw dy ynw ach dy fe ffod y syrwnsach as dy ffiw chit yn lai. Cair mor en mi y brewn y sio chil mi cesmad trom chi chaw chwlw jen Doris Mŵr as honig mi trwyd na sgolten na bri jay lamp fy chit fair. Eish, henc yn sian dy iawlychan cre as yn clankal dy volten fi fwr fy gulder tarn bac. Fy och yr ni hi'n del eish ffair yr gist yn ni dyn iaw i mid liawr as ren yn Doris Mŵr lleis dy bac. Chaws dau, fy sian dynia liawr na chiadw. A fortnight after being consecrated as Bishop of Soda and Man, Thomas Wilson was again offered Badesworth for its living, but he again refused. In April 1698, he arrived in the island and was installed in St. German's Cathedral. One of Thomas Wilson's aims was to maintain social discipline through the ecclesiastical courts, although this was dying out elsewhere. In 1704, he presented his 14 ecclesiastical constitutions to the clergy, who were required to sign them. The intention was, as stated in the words of the preamble to them, that we may not stand charged with the scandals which wicked men bring upon religion, while they are admitted to and reputed members of Christ's church, and that we may by all laudable means promote the conversion of sinners and oblige men to submit to the discipline of the gospel. And, lastly, that we may provide for the instruction of the growing age in Christian learning and good manners. A multi-tracked Dave Moss playing his composition Skelder. Skelder can mean to cheat. Well, Dave played as part of a trio called Banoffee, and I think that Skelder here is perhaps a reference to the fact it was just Dave playing on that one, but multi-tracked. Sjodiu stasiun yn asiun radio fanim, a stasiu geisiach rys Claire Nigel, fysgol yr Chebl, Lioran Pyn, Robert Cytin Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
The fifth ecclesiastical constitution, which is a form of canon law, starts, for the more effectual discouragement of vice, if any person shall incur the censures of the church, and, having done penance, shall afterwards incur the same censures, he shall not be admitted to do penance again, as has been formerly accustomed, until the church be fully satisfied of his sincere repentance. Now the Constitution goes on to provide that anyone guilty of the same offence again shall not presume to come within the church, but be obliged to stand in a decent manner at the church door every Sunday and holy day the whole time of morning and evening service, until by his penitent behaviour and other instances of sober living he deserve and procure a certificate from the minister, church wardens, and some of the soberest men in the parish, to the satisfaction of the ordinary, which, if he do not so deserve and procure within 3 months, the church shall proceed to excommunication. Ve berich the glen limage farwil yaur fin. Ys fe ciaw edach dŵf a'i ychion gysychas, gyn mona erbi dy gem y gyr dy mwys bol erbi. Sylaw ega fe cwmol lamp sian emsirach yrgyd, on fan loda glosta gyn chimli na cryniag jy sors erbi. Ys fe ciaw sgadw yn liawra, crecha, chawds fe lima ons blest fai yn dors fosleid. Ren yn sian dynia cre lawdawd y chyt stiach leis cawr y cwr toel, as dwrt ei syfyr llen ych leis blas cwech, as chydyn ym liga orym dy un o'r blas cwech er y hon, si dy fe gys y taem, trwyd stiach dy ser as jay dy aig ni hun. Yr enig gleisiach y dy goel cesmwyd roes dy chyt my chweil, ach, chias ei gwrs dawran, Morda bech yn cawr o ega da oltacha yn ynw tŵr ysl claid jay. Ach lias fa mi yng ngoeld cesmwyd herys sôl y dorys, rene gleisiach a gyn tort e rai, chyn e mach a law as gaw i greim jyn lawem, leis niart hwg orm jonsarach. This is a song in Welsh, which, well, slightly disconcertingly, is translated, probably rather prosaically, as Clean Lisa. It's Lisa Lan in the Welsh, and the adjective glan is cognate with glen in Manx, certainly, which means clean, but glan is also used for beautiful or fair in Welsh, which is definitely what's intended here. Lisa Lan, the Welsh song performed by Heather Jones, and the Ilian pipes there, the Irish pipes, played by Alan Moller. Es gerau shen jint na slúl yorish an acht van lauag a genacht an ho fúr as rio. Na smú gorish lau dun ye maru na lau dun ye bio. Rís dúrte, sí da vegus a taiam, tar da sér, imi da sautia, as feg ridanach jen vanras tau da chorlesh. Van jaar te chre lau, kwish gorish shen hug mi gael des an imanach, as an edinega na remi fagan, draw auras emrish tamult beg, man a rau sio an un fech, rishan va mi lord. Ma so, di anu shiga dwrt mi da feistiach, yn chawn Dracula. Rannu Croma, ons acht cwr toil, chawds dregare, se Dracula mis, as tamu dod o holtach y maen si haka gys y taem. Trwts diach, sfwr ta air na hi, as gen awrys taw ffeim bi as fe. Chawds fe lort, hwg ei yn lamper bracet der y fola, hae yma ach as as gawe mysgwdlach. Fe'r nym ych yr stach ei roes ma dod mi chit roes. Now, during these proceedings, says the Constitution, the governor shall be applied to not to permit him, that's the guilty party, to leave the island. And this being a matter of very great importance, the minister and church wardens shall see it duly performed under penalty of the severest ecclesiastical censures. And whenever any daring offender shall be and continue so obstinate as to incur excommunication, the pastor shall affectionately exhort his parishioners not to converse with him, upon peril of being partaker with him in his sin and punishment. The sixth constitution, then, that provides that the rubric before the communion concerning unworthy receivers thereof may be religiously observed. Every rector, vicar, or curate shall first privately and then publicly admonish such persons as he shall observe to be disorderly livers, that such as will not by this means be reclaimed may be hindered from coming to the Lord's table, and being presented may be excommunicated. Now, there was a fine jazz vocal trio, Lambert, Hendricks and Ross, and the Ross was Annie Ross. Now, her parents were Scottish music hall turn Short and D.L. Annie's brother, Jimmy, followed his parents' path into Scottish music hall and light entertainment, and he was also a Scottish theatre manager. This is Annie's brother, and that was Jimmy Logan, and here he's singing Down in the Glen.
Twilight is softly falling as the sun sinks in the west. The one I love is calling, Shepherd, come home to rest. At hush of eventide, o'er the hills beyond the Clyde, I go roaming to my heaven, down in the glen. Though humble it may be, there an angel waits for me in that lonely little heaven down in the glen. Across the moonlit heather, my lassie calls as I roam. 'Tis soon we'll be together in that heaven we call home. The sheep are in the fold, and there's peace worth more than gold for a shepherd in that heaven down in the glen.
Jimmy Logan, Down in the Glen. The sixth constitution goes on. If any minister knowingly admits such persons to the Holy Sacrament, whose lives are blemished with the vices of drunkenness, tippling, swearing, profaning the Lord's Day, quarrelling, fornication, or any other crime by which the Christian religion is dishonoured, before such persons have publicly acknowledged their faults and solemnly promised amendment, the minister so offending should be liable to severe ecclesiastical censures. So that's some of the matters dealt with in these 14 ecclesiastical constitutions presented to the clergy by Bishop Thomas Wilson in 1704. As regards offences under the ecclesiastical court between 1698 and 1726, presentments for non-observance of saints' days went down, but presentments for immorality, that's casual sex, adultery, living together, and particularly having children out of wedlock, all generally referred to as fornication, stayed pretty much the same, but presentments for drunkenness and swearing went up. Dinch me dein yr au famous en, ach, renne siad y wer, ach, nish fain se seim y chyrt achos. Te anmach as chanel my wirren yr achedn, lyg dus hyn goel cyrraeil jain sogared. Renne siad y wer imyrcym y sgwdlach rys y halia, as eis sws liag rys mŵr chadi, as rishalia murelia, er alech laije, van a kesmodanein a hina de trom. Egen gera je shaw, chowi foslich cooler dorish trom, as ren mi goil boga, tre honnig mi shamer, vai heilshit onji va bur jint erlus on shiver, as er a cholach vi burji, ba ail moor de hip, a lint as a no, lother as cow mar solus. Hug and count stap person heen, hug a sheest na pogach in em, renne duna cooler and dorish, hae a herish a chamer, doshle cooler dorish elia, bagols jach uns chamer veg hawk liadiach as veg ach un lamp corsalja gi, as vajean de vei gin unyag jay sorcher be. Something of the Cali, the Welsh gypsy tradition of Roma yng Nghymru last time, and that was Robin Hugh Bowen with a gypsy hornpipe on an instrument that the Cali helped to preserve, the Welsh triple harp. Stasiwn yr asiwn dyna eisio Radio Fanny. Rhaes i Claire na Gael, fy sgolwyr sgeliau na Cartnish. Mer yn pyn, Robert Cydyn Carswell, Robert y Carslach.
Have you ever had tell about Bobby Bob?
Haen y trwyd, ys dosiol ei cwl o Doris Elia, ys hwg ei cawrydaw dy hits diach o'n. Se riart ren mi y holtycha, er y ffe o'n siod yr aw siemr liabach fwr fai hailsit, as tiaw er na chordi lioris ail eliad y chyp, as cwj no corych er och er y gerid nys, er nod yr awn y cyp er y fer niaw gregit. Hwg bwyrwch mwchyd sws y chymlu lien. Ren yn cawnt hyn ffegeil mysgwdlach tiawstaigi, as ren i ffegeil. As e grey, rosh mareni duna cool and dorish. Be fey mort, lug de yur nay, yun smu sauru heen lyorishun lacha. Tammy trace jail the ginu fed an ulu tau de riri. Treta wörlu, tarstiach sa chamer elia, as un shen neil fagin de velde chiver of agent derlu. Ve gin de rennen salches and chas as altige kurtol and count, cor scalium mach ulion aurison as na aglen em, as van birish sa stead cajin em. In 1714, Bishop Wilson complained of cases of drunkenness not being presented, describing the inconveniences and fatal consequences which attend the unlimited number of alehouses in all parts of this island, whereby many of the people are of late become not only tipplers, but also infamous for sottishness and drunkenness. He made official representations about this, announcing his intention of writing to the Honourable Governor that he may confine the privileges of licences for selling ale to a select number. Offences and punishments were set by statute, but Bishop Wilson's tendency was to remit fines if the offender truly repented. However, money from fines went to the Lord of Man, so the bishop was thereby reducing the Lord's income. Thomas Wilson had also been chief commissioner negotiating the Act of Settlement of 1704 to set the Lord of Man's income from land and other rights in the island. Now, William Stanley... It wasn't William Stanley, he died in 1702. In fact, his son James Stanley, as I say, Thomas Wilson had been a tutor to James Stanley. James Stanley felt he'd been diddled out of a proper return, and he blamed Thomas Wilson for it. Now, the Manx song Ta Caisean Ar Siúlgas an Airge leads us on to the Breton Dom d'Air Ball in this track from the Nia Nesson Breton Manx project.
Thank you. stood and did in a very well. A peasant with other will be well, it's head they won't get to Dundee in a very well. A peasant with other will be well, it's head they won't get to Dundee in a very well.
Dom der Ball, a track from the Nia Nesson album. There was Laure Landau singing, Thomas Moisson playing the accordion, Mira Royal playing harp, and David Kilgallen playing keyboards there. Alienation between Bishop and Lord crystallised round an event beginning in 1716. A woman called Mary Hendricks was presented. She and her husband kept a drinking establishment in Douglas, but it seems that Mary Hendricks also provided sexual services to the clientele, so she was presented for fornication. But Mary Hendricks wouldn't perform any penance, and so eventually the church went to its last resort, excommunication. I've mentioned this before and some of the consequences of it. By this, no one in the community was to have anything to do with that person. So they were totally sent to Coventry, totally divorced from all society. And that was quite apart from not being part of the body of the Kirk, and so not being in a state of grace should that person die. So it was a very serious matter. Mary Hendricks appealed against this, but in fact her appeal was made to the Earl of Derby, Lord of Man, James Stanley. And Bishop Wilson pointed out that by an ordinance of 1636, any appeal should actually go to the Archbishop of York. Now, when the Earl of Derby summoned the bishop to appear before him to hear the case, and this is the erstwhile pupil summoning the erstwhile tutor, when he summoned him to appear before him to hear the case, the bishop refused to appear, and the Earl fined him £10 for contempt of court. Hoe mi maagd er aan mi leen nieuw les agres, maar zo rem mi glenne mi heen de tavi, as hij mi stjaak ze tjemer elje. Hoe mi shiver courage er woord hanna. Van fair alte gehem van a chadu gosontjau a tjollach moer, leelai er een over glai, krea lau de grees oil er woord as doortee. Ta mi gwee oort, zij schies as gau bi morbalt. Niu tammy treshjail goil molestial novel mishgoil arn on mert, ach tammy ngoil jener hanna, as chenelmis on goil shibber. Hug me de eskriwin seelich, ren mysha Hawkins cor fo machurum. Doshalea as rene de lai de fastach. Esh lesh munga ginnel, hug I dau e de lai. Renun virje agen chud slu cord out drillion de hatnius. Strailiam grede vel bout de hoot, as misurrence de hinjaclurus and dour in shaw, cum rail care be thou hind de roilt, rich pert de reid rechit. Ach, smileam grede vodum cor fair elia on sinet jim, vis leden fregertach. All this now is some music from Georgia, not as far as I'm aware, any Celtic connection, but this is the Trio Mandili.
Thank you.
the trio Mandili from Georgia having fun with the song Kakuri. Fair onson tamikor huish barant as vis possible. She dunye ege, len the vri as the sklai uns the cholio acht, as je eignia fir inrich. Te fiudach as fastach, as te a nes de vein the wunye uns mechir veish. Be a erlu de hir veishach or tret au giri shen, chaus te tanacht an uns shen, as ne a co bride de cherichen uns de cholio chush. And the fine of £10 imposed by the 10th Earl of Derby, James Stanley, on his erstwhile tutor, Bishop Thomas Wilson, was in fact never paid, but nothing more seems to have come of it, so presumably the legal niceties were subsequently resolved in some way. Though whether Mary Hendricks was ever allowed back into the church, I don't know. Whether she cared, I'm sure she didn't. But Thomas Wilson, Bishop Thomas Wilson, had been fined in his absence for contempt of court by James Stanley, the Earl of Derby, on the 19th of February, 1718. As shen eir eastern treir jit the corkioner nineben a chir chaw. 2 hours of chill-out music for Sunday evening on their way shortly with Chris Pearson. And then at 9 o'clock it'll be time for Judith Leigh through till 1 o'clock. We'll close with some music by the Edinburgh-based six-piece band, as it then was, Kjol Beg, from their album An Unfair Dance, but here they're visiting Galicia. Ach nish dera nachirt. Now, until the next time, this is Robert Cutting Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Old Bobby Bob.
Wishing you a very good night. Eve, I'm a chree, eri will you, as or ser ye, as my yearian shared you.